what impact do beaver dams, generally speaking, have on the environment?
Beaver dams are one of the most exciting ecological features in the environment that you could imagine, because they really change the way the land and the water interact. So they stop the stream from flowing, and they replace the flowing stream with a mixture of environments, some open water environments like a lake, and a bunch of swampy environments, they'll create like swamps with trees in them, and then sometimes the trees die, and you get swamps dominated by herbaceous vegetation. So they create lots of habitat for wildlife. And all different kinds of biodiversity. And then they also affect the way that water moves through the landscape. So by creating these dam areas, they slow the flow of water through the landscape, which has a flood control value. And that also has a big effect on pollutants moving through the landscape, because if you slow the water down, you create all these biological habitats. It stimulates a lot of pollutant removal processes. In particular for nitrogen, which is the most common type of water pollutant in the world, and beaver dams, by slowing the water down and creating all these habitats, create quite a bit of potential for nitrogen removal or removal of nitrogen pollution.
Now, in terms of the excess nitrogen removal, how was this hypothesis tested?
So in the research that I was involved in, it was led by a graduate student at the University of Rhode Island, Julia Lazar, and she did the real work. So she went out to some beaver ponds, and the really exciting thing about beaver is that they were pretty much extinct in the Northeast, and in the last 50 years or so, they have recolonized the landscape. It's kind of very exciting and kind of encouraging ecological development that beavers are back. And so many people have been wondering about their effects on a variety of ecological variables. And so Julia went out and she went to several beaver ponds in Rhode Island and made measurements of nitrogen removal. And then she was able to make comparisons between the rates of nitrogen removal that she measured in the beaver dams with some of the other ecosystems that the beaver dams might have replaced, like a regular stream or an upland environment. And indeed, it's just as we hypothesized that these beaver habitats have a great potential for removing nitrogen.
What were the results specifically?
So specifically, she measured rates of nitrogen removal, so she added small bits of nitrogen to the beaver ponds and measured the rates of nitrogen removal. And then she did some very clever scaling. So she said if you had a really big piece of the landscape, how much of the extra nitrogen flowing across the landscape could be removed by these beaver dams? And I can't remember the exact amount or the exact percentage of the nitrogen removal, but it was very significant, comparable to... If we think about controlling nitrogen in the environment, we could talk about reducing nitrogen use by fertilizers. We could talk about increasing the technology in our sewage treatment plants. We could talk about improving agricultural practices. And those are all very important and kind of oftentimes very expensive methods for reducing nitrogen in the environment. And the beaver effect was as important as those type of effects. You could really remove quite a bit of nitrogen. A significant amount of the nitrogen pollution could be removed in these beaver dams. So it was a lot, and it's something that we don't necessarily have to pay for.
To summarize a bit, what's kind of the larger takeaway from this study?
So there's a couple of takeaways. One larger takeaway is to think just about the beavers from an engineering point of view, or an ecological engineering point of view. And the idea is, if you change the way water moves through these watersheds, or if you change the way water moves through the environment, slow the water down, and we instead of having streams rapidly flowing through the landscape, if we have more diverse habitats, that that slows the way water moves through the landscape, and it slows the way pollutants move through the landscape. So it really makes us realize that if we can engineer the way water moves through the landscape, it's going to have some benefits for pollutant removal. And then in a broader sense, the recovery of the beaver is just a great success story. These are organisms that were made extinct, probably primarily due to hunting, but also due to habitat loss, and now they're back, and it's created lots of habitats for biodiversity. And then we also see that when we bring the biodiversity back, we also get some functional recovery of the landscape in terms of pollutant removal.